Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yeah, I called in on the host one and activated the line and pressed number one, and I heard the music, and all of a sudden it shut off, and I hung up, and I tried again, trying to log in, nothing. Doesn't want to do it today. I can't even get in.
Okay, yeah, because I'm... Yeah, she was telling me to go ahead, but I can't go ahead because she said the show was ready. She said it was on. Let me just tell her you can't get in.
I can hear Tawana talking now.
All right.
Is Lisa on the line?
Good morning, ladies. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies.
Okay.
They were not activated. You were not activated.
Okay. All right. So we do now.
You're live. We're live. So you should go. You're live.
Yes, we are live.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize that we were.
Say good morning. Say good morning. Good morning, Hope.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. Looks like we were having a little technical difficulties on this morning, but nevertheless, this show shall go on. Because nothing will distract us from doing what we need to do. So, with that said, I'm welcoming all the ladies on this morning. Glad to be in your presence on this morning. I am Committed Woman of God, and I will be hosting the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse on this morning, and I hope everyone is doing well. To get started this morning, I just want to iterate a few reminders before we get started. And one of the things that I want to mention on this morning, if you haven't gone to the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse website, you still need to do that and purchase your book. And if anyone is wanting to go ahead and sign up, you may also do so at the site. And I also want to mention that getting the book is very crucial to this Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse. You must actually get that book, and you may do so at that website because there are exercises in the book that you actually need to do to get the full benefit of this cleanse. And with that said, I would like to just give all the new people that are on the line joining us on the history of the Mind, Body, Spirit cleanse, what it's about, and who actually founded this cleanse. I'm going to read a little history on the cleanse. And it was created by Lisa Thomas, a business and leader coach. And she explains in the book how she went to God, and about 13 years ago, he answered her and gave her this cleanse. At the time, she was going through some challenges, and she dedicated her life to serve the purpose of God that he had given her. And she wanted to know why some things in her life was actually, you know, in disarray. So she went to the Lord and she began to question him. And so she began to make a vow before the Lord. And that's how the cleanse actually became about. And he showed her many things going through the cleanse. She wrote the book. She began to hear the voice of the Lord more clearly. Things began to successfully happen for her. During the cleanse, she created the company and transformed the 1,000 women lives. And she been on TV numerous times, hosted her own radio show, published magazines, and still God is continually to work in her life. So with that said, just wanted the ladies to know that God is in the midst of this cleanse, and he is definitely going to do some transformation in your life. I'm also witnessing the many things that the founder has going on in her life. In fact, this is how I began to start hosting the show on this morning, is because she is so booked in her life with so many things that God has placed in her hands and on her table and on her plate that, you know, she is consumed with so many other things right now. So I ask you ladies to be patient with me. I'm just starting out, and I look forward to see where God is actually going to take me. I am one that has actually gone through the cleanse, and excited about the things that God has done in my life this far during the cleanse. And hosting this morning is a big step from where I've come from. So I'm going to actually go ahead and move on this morning. I did have a scripture that I actually wanted to iterate this morning, and that scripture is Habakkuk 2:2, about writing the vision. And that's one of the things that is required on this cleanse, is to write down and do a lot of journaling. And I know for myself that I did a lot of journaling, and the things that I ended up journaling on in my journaling time, I've seen come to life. There would be times that I would actually go and I would write things down and see God manifest, or someone will come and speak a word, and they would speak words that I have actually written down in my journal time. So I just want to express that it is very important that you take time to journal and see what God may place in your spirit to write down. I'm going to read the scripture, and it's Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So, again, I just want to say the importance of journaling and writing the vision. The vision is actually important, because you need to be able to visualize where you are going. Right now, if your vision is a little clogged, then, or fuzzy, or foggy, then writing down the vision will become plain as you go through this transformation. I'm now wanting to just see who's actually on the call on this morning. Would anybody click here to let me know who's out there so that I know who I'm speaking with this morning? Hello?
I'm here, Confident Woman.
I am here, a woman who has discovered who she is and still yet discovering who she is.
Okay. Anybody else out there? Hello. Okay, so it looks like it's only a few of us on this morning, so I'm going to take the time and take any prayer requests that we actually have this morning. Anybody want to go ahead and start on giving me their prayer request?
Okay, let me see. This is a woman discovering who she is and has discovered who she is. I am standing for God to do a miraculous move through this cleanse. Just go around. I'm looking for him to transform me yet even more. I want him to stir up the gifts that's laying on the down on the inside. I want him to give me clarity and direction.
I didn't quite understand the last one. Can you repeat that?
I want the Lord to stir up the gifts that lay in dormant. I want him to give me clarity and direction on some things I've been praying about. I want him to elevate my speech and my consistency and what I have to do regarding my relationship with him, and I want to draw closer to him.
Okay, so I have you want God to transform you even the more in the cleanse. You want to move through the cleanse. Is that what I heard you say? You want to move through the cleanse?
I'm praying that he does a miraculous work through the cleanse for each
okay.
and everyone.
Okay. Okay, and then you want to be even more transformed. Okay, you want him to stir up the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that you need clarity. Did you need clarity on anything specific?
Well, some things I've been praying about. My next move, I would say. I need clarity and directions on my next move.
Okay, so you need directions on your next move,
mm-hmm.
Clarity, elevation,
mm-hmm.
consistency, and a closer walk with him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
For intentional focus.
I'm hearing a little background noise. Okay, so I didn't clearly hear what you were saying. Can you repeat that, please?
Intentional focus.
Okay.
And divine wisdom and discernment.
Okay. Okay, so you have intentional focus and wisdom. You said divine wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
discernment.
Discernment.
I have one more.
Okay.
Strength,
okay.
Strength and commitment.
Okay, strength and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Well, if no one else will go, I'm going to ask for prayer for walking direction as to what my next move is and the plan for the next move, planning and preparation for the next move, and I am also asking for promotion and increase. And the confidence that I need to press forward in the things that he has before me. And is there anyone else up like...
Who's that last thing you said? I'm sorry.
Okay, I said confidence in the things that he has set before me.
Okay.
Confidence in myself to do this, in myself to do the things that he's placed before me. That would probably be more accurate. he has set before me. If there's not anyone else at this time that wants to do a prayer prayer request, I'm going to ask my prayer warrior if she would come and actually pray for us on this morning. And that's woman discovering, still discovering who she is.
Yes, okay. Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus God, Lord, we come before you humbly as we know how, Lord, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for another day, Jesus God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace on this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together once again, Lord, Father God. Lord, to take us on this journey, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus God. Lord, we're looking for you to do a miraculous work on this session, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're seeking your face, Lord, Father God, your mercy and your grace, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to take control of the cleanse and move through it, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, Father God, for intentional focus on this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, to lead God, direct us, Lord, Father God, in all that we do, Lord, Father God. Lord, we're seeking you, Lord, Father God, for divine wisdom and discernment, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord, Father God. Lord, where force are coming, help coming from, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need strength, Lord, Father God, and commitment, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, on that you put our hands to do, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need direction and plans, Lord, Father God, for the next move, Lord, Father God. Lord, we need you to order our steps, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to prepare us, Lord, Father God, and let us be in place, Lord, Father God, for things you have for us to do, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need confidence, Lord, Father God. Lord, to be able to move when you say move, Lord, Father God, without holding back, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need clarity, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you to elevate us, Lord, promote us, Lord, Father God, spiritually and naturally, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord, Father God, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, for increase, Lord, Father God, spiritually and financially, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for a closer walk with you, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord, Father God, to keep our minds focused and steadfast on thee, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord, Father God, to deliver us, Lord, Father God, Lord, from anything that's unlike you, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you to have your way in our lives, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, keep us on the plain path, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Let no weapon form against us impossible, Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need thee, Lord, Father God. Every minute, every hour, every second, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father God, Lord, to draw the ladies, Lord, Father God. Lord, that need to participate in the cleanse, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, stir up something out of the inside, Lord, Father God, for the ones that you have to participate, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, but no matter what, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you to do a great work, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Keep us on task, Lord, Father God, with our minds focused and steadfast on thee, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking at you, Lord, Father God. Lord, to bless each and every one of us, Lord, Father God. Be with us throughout the day, Lord, Father God, and throughout the cleanse, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we bless, ask you to bless Lisa in her absence, Lord, Father God. Lord, bless her hands, Lord, Father God, and all that you give her to do, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Father God. God, we praise you, Lord, Father God. Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Lord, from the rising of the sun, hallelujah, God, to the going down the same, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father God. Lord, for what you're already done, do the cleanse, Lord, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you're doing right now, Lord, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you're yet going to do, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're grateful, Lord, Father God,
for all things great and small, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you, Lord Father God, to take over, Lord Father God, and pull out the things, Lord Father God, that we still yet hiding behind, Lord Father God. Lord, that you reveal it to us, Lord Father God, that we may bring it out to the forefront, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Lord, that we may go even deeper, Lord, hallelujah, God, within ourselves, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Father God. Give us discipline, Lord Father God, in what we eat, Lord Father God, what our exercise, Lord Father God, our writing, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, our language, Lord Father God, what we watch on TV, all things, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, God, we pray, hallelujah, God. Amen, God, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, God, I thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Lord, Father, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as you heal our open wounds, Lord, Father, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for your losers and set us free, Lord, Father, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Father, God. God, we praise you, Lord, Father, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, Jesus. No way.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. For the anointed prayer on this morning. I want to thank my prayer warrior for that prayer on this morning. Truly feel God this morning. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what technical difficulties that we endured on this morning, we are yet still pushing past our obstacles that try to distract us and keep us moving on. So, I want to move on and ask the ladies that are on the line to declare what they want from God on this week.
I declare and declare and decree focus and intentionality. I declare and decree wisdom and discernment. I will move this week with strength and commitment.
I declare and decree that God is going to move through this cleanse miraculously. I declare and decree that he's going to stir up the gifts laying dormant on the inside. I declare and decree that he will give me clarity and directions on my next move, that he will elevate me and help me consistent with my walk, and that he would draw me closer to him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I declare that it is so. That's right. Thank you for reminding us that it is so.
It is so.
That's right. Declare the things that we declare and decree before God, we have to stand firm and know it's so. And I'm standing this week and declaring that God will give me direction as to where he will have me to go next. Declare and decree that in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that for planning for the next move, that I be prepared for what is actually yet to come. I declare and decree that in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that I shall be promoted and elevated in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree increase, that everything I touch shall prosper in Jesus' name. I declare it in Jesus' name. I declare that I will be confident in the things that he has set before me. I declare and decree that I will be confident in everything that my hand touches, it shall prosper. I declare and decree this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And it is so. I declare it in Jesus' name. And it is so. Okay. Now, since we have actually gone through our declaration for today, is there anybody that has a testimony? I know it's been a while since we actually all have met together and was able to share what God has done for us. So if anyone has anything that they want to actually share with the group on this morning, or even reiterate from our last cleanse, right now we know that we're actually going deeper. And in our closeout of our last cleanse, we had said that we were going to do certain things and that we were going to actually stand on those things. And one of the things that come back to mind is that we were declaring that we were going to trust God. We were going to let go and let God do what he do. So I'm opening the floor for anyone that wants to testify or to reiterate their deeper and what their deeper looks like to them.
This is Homewoman. I am going to say it this way. I have noticed since being a part and within the structure that there is an ease and a flow that is occurring now that I have not been aware of before. There is such a level of anything. It could be the what to me seems small happens so quickly. What to me seems big happens just as quickly. So there's just this ease and this comfort and this sureness that has been occurring in my life. He is just, I say from time to time, now you're just showing off. And I see myself saying that just on a walk, or I'm doing something and I had mentioned something in prayer or in journaling, and it comes to pass, and then I just say out loud, now you're just showing off. But it's just, it's incredible. It doesn't, and it shouldn't be this way with what's going on and my current obstacles and challenges that's creating the muscle that I need to take the next step with what that looks like. It shouldn't be this flow and this easy, and yet it is.
What I hear you saying is that you actually are letting go and just allowing God to do what he do what he do. You know, and when we do that, it seems like it's just so easy, and you come to a point where you say, should it be this easy? As though we're looking for it to be
hard,
more complicated than it is. And what I'm finding is that when we just let go and let God, it's easy, and it flows. It's only when we get in the way and we put our own thoughts and our own mind as to the way things should go that it becomes complicated. So that's good. Good. And I also myself have experienced where, you know, some mind-blowing encounters with him as to do things, you know, like things that just kind of drop in my spirit. And if I follow it out, you know, it seems like it's such an ease just to go through whatever it is that, you know, he and I are discussing or whatever it is that I want him to do for me. It seems like it's so easy. So it seems like the closer that we get to him and the more that we allow him to do what he do, that this life becomes less complicated. You agree?
Yeah, I must agree as well. I'm kind of like a confident woman. I have noticed that I'm learning to trust God even the more. I have a lot of situations going on, and I'm just not as anxious or nervous or stressed. I think about them, but I'm like, okay, God, you know, if you got to take care of this, and I'm just going to let you do, you know, whatever your will is. And I'm sitting back more, and because he has come through for me so many times that I know that I am in his hands. So I'm learning to sit back a little bit. I'm still working on it, but I'm learning to sit back and say, okay, well, I'm not going to let this drive me crazy. I'm just going to let you handle it, and I'll be okay no matter what happens. So, and also I'm finding a new confidence as well in different areas, so I thank God for that. I know that I'm growing in him, and that's why, you know, I'm going to continue on that journey and have even a closer walk with him. I remember when I first came to God and how I was, and I see that slowly coming back around again. You know, different situations in life have pulled me out a little bit, but the cleanse has been very helpful in pulling me back in, and even better than I was initially. So I thank God for the cleanse, and I'm looking forward to see what he's going to do next.
Mm-hmm. I also am looking for him to do great and miraculous things through this cleanse. I know that some things that I actually been getting is that, you know, even the more I have to take it, you know, more serious this time. And I'm looking for him to actually move in a miraculous way after this cleanse. I'm looking for him to elevate the women. I'm looking for him to even make us even that much more confident in the things that he is doing and he is yet going to do. But I know that it's going to take more dedication. It's going to take more commitment. It's going to take more self-denial on this time around. I know that we've been on cleanses and we actually know the formality of what we actually are supposed to do. And some of us may and some of us may not have been doing all that we committed to do. But this time we actually really have to get on the grind and really, really commit to this if we want to actually see God move in a miraculous way. Not to say that he is not always and yet continuing to move, even when we don't give it our all, but I'm believing that at the end of this cleanse, if we can totally commit and become dedicated to this transformation this time, that he is really going to blow our minds. Really going to blow our minds. things and doors are going to start opening like you would never believe. And it's going to, you know how there's a scripture that says press down, shaking together, and running over? Well, our blessings will be running us down. And so with that said, does anybody else have anything else to add? Okay. So, what I'm going to say is that we must keep journaling, keep pressing forward. And I'm actually feeling in my spirit that this cleanse may not be as easy or for us as it has been. This time, like I said, it's going to take some dedication, commitment, focus, as we're really going to have to be on the grind this time on this cleanse. He's actually going to make us do some real leg room and work on this time. Anybody else feeling anything in their spirit about the cleanse?
Committed woman of God?
Yes.
Yes. So I have been diligently listening in the background. By the way, this is Lisa Thomas, Visionary for Women. Diligently and intently listening in the background, particularly to you and your commitment and your strength and your dedication to this cleanse. So there are a couple of things I want to say about that. First, thank you for stepping up to the plate to be so rigorous with yourself and so open and so vulnerable and so willing to surrender to such a big role. It certainly takes a warrior for God to stand in such a powerful position. So the first thing I want to say is thank you for doing that. And then to your comment about what it's going to take to have the miraculous happen this time. After being in this process for 13 years now, 13, 14 years or so, what I can say is, yes, each time it requires a level of commitment and rigor with oneself to be able to develop and grow and expand. Once you sort of get familiar, or you are familiar with the process, it is indeed an ease, there's an ease and a flow about it, and sometimes we can become comfortable with a process. Just as in any process, once you do it so many times, you become very comfortable with it. And it becomes sort of like second nature. And the rigor that you bring to it, or intentionality that you would bring to it in the initial process, decreases or dies down. And so I concur with you that this is an opportunity to begin to bring yourself to it like never before. God is ready to do some miraculous things. He always is ready to do that. But when you commit to something that you know, that you've done before, that you become to expect certain things, you become to prepare your mind for certain things because you've done it, you sort of fall into this level of comfort. But this is not the time to do that. This really is the time to be in a space of discovery. Not a space of ease, but a place of rigorous discovery. So there's two positions you want to be in with this deepening process. It's one, being comfortable with who you've become, and being rigorous with discovering who you are to become or evolve into. And I think it takes a lot more work to do that than it does in the very beginning. So you want to be own now who you are, who you've discovered yourself to be, but at the same time being willing to crack that wall and crack that door open to see who you are evolving into. And I'm going to say challenge and question everything. And not like question God, but question everything in a way that you can ask God, what am I to see for myself that's going to expand and grow me in a way that I've never grown before? Because the next level is on the other side of cracking that door. So I'm excited. I'm excited that you all are taking it to the next level. I'm excited to see and hear what's going to be possible and what is possible. I heard Confident Woman say that there's an ease about life now, and, you know, and given the circumstances, she, you know, may not feel that it should be that way. Or, you know, in normal circumstances, it may be a challenge. Life might be challenging, whereas now is more of an ease, and God is just showing out. Well, can you imagine if you bring yourself to the table to a buffet of blessings, and all you have to do is crack open that bottle of wine, God's wine, really, to get access to the buffet. And the wine being your limitations that you may not see right now, some obstacles that you have not been willing to overcome or even look at. So push yourself. Push yourself. Push yourself harder. Push yourself more. And give yourself the freedom to be not just extraordinary, but out of this world amazing, because he's getting ready to do it. So that's my comment. I too, while I'm in the background, supporting Committed Woman of God from a distance. I will be here from time to time participating, but mostly listening when I am here, listening for what she needs and how she can be a greater leader. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
While it's actually just, it sounds like just the core team that is actually on this morning, do we have any sideline listeners this morning, Confident Woman?
No.
So it just sounds like it's just us from the core. Cleansed. And while I have each of you on the line, we only have a few minutes left. Do we need to, you think, send out the how to get on information? Because apparently they probably don't have it any longer. Even our sideliners probably don't have that information to actually even sit on the sideline.
Yeah.
So,
I'll be more than happy.
What do you think about that, Lisa?
Maybe that's a conversation that you guys should have as a team after you complete your call.
Okay.
If it sounds like a logistical question.
Okay.
I would say yes. You know, my initial reaction is maybe yes. You would send the information out to a few people that you know have been participating and want to participate.
Okay. So we will actually, if no one else actually has anything else that they want to add this morning, I do have one other thing that I want to leave with us on this morning. And since Lisa mentioned become, it is, I feel very confident that this quote will be our quote for today, for this week. Become, each day, each decision, you are becoming something, but what are you becoming? So that is what I want to leave with you ladies. Each day, each decision, you are becoming something, but what are you becoming? And I am going to end with our quote that you came into this world, nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has not just caused. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you be. You are a deliberate creation of God. Lisa Thomas, founder and author, Mind, Body, Spirit, Cleanse. And this is Committed Woman. And thank you all, ladies, for me in this week. And it has been my pleasure to serve you. Okay.
Be blessed. All right.
So grateful.